Hello, Bob.
Continuing with open phones for the next hour, 877-590-5525, get you up and on the air. I want to finish up with what I was talking about with Barney Frank and corruption in the Congress through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Then I'm going to get into the basics of what's happening with the banker takeover bill, known as the banker rescue package or banker bailout, that was finally passed Friday. There's a lot of different facets to this. Then I will go to Brandon, David, Keith, Forrest, Dave, and many others that are patiently holding. What are they saying Barney Frank's in trouble for now? Not for 20 years ago having a townhouse full of underage male prostitutes. And if you Google that, it was mainstream news, Washington Post, and national TV at the time. And he gave a press conference and he said, I'm going to name names of everybody else that's doing this if this isn't dropped. And it was dropped. Didn't even deny it was going on. But instead, they're getting ready to burn him for reportedly hiring boyfriends and people to be in key positions at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the government private cash machine, which connects the American taxpayers in to have to bail out these mortgage lenders if there was ever a problem, including foreign banks that did it. Now, that's a perfect example, Barney Frank hiring one of his boyfriends to run things. And that's how these people have taken over. Now, it would be wrong if he hired a girlfriend to do it, but somehow it's bigoted and hateful to say he shouldn't be hiring boyfriends. Well, the point is that that's illegal. But what's more illegal is scapegoating him and claiming that, as much as I hate him, and I hate him, he's a bag of corruption. I'll say something else, but the point is, these guys are all bad. But to blame him for everything, as they're now doing, and say, he took over the banking committee 2 years ago, and so it's all his fault. When the rules were changed in the early 90s and then completely changed in 1999 when Clinton had a few years left in office, and the Republicans went along with this, it's bipartisan, to allow the private banks to be involved in brokerage and in stocks. There had always been laws against allowing financial institutions basically invade other areas of the market because it breeds so much corruption. That was changed in the 90s, bipartisan. McCain was involved. Joe Biden was involved. That's why none of these guys can speak. Now, the last year, some of them have been shooting their mouths off, acting like they were ahead of the problem because they knew that the Ponzi scheme was coming to an end. But you can't get in to the committee chairman level unless you're involved in government narcotics trafficking, unless you're a former CIA or other intelligence operative, unless you have visited with hundreds of hookers at the Watergate, which to this day has a whole floor of hookers, another floor of gambling. That's why Porter Goss had to stand down as CIA chief. He was, you know, at these meetings. That came out. I mean, imagine. I mean, free hookers, and I'm talking like $2,000 an hour. The best ones out there are basically free, and they're provided by the defense contractors, by the oil companies, and there's just all these major hotels. I mean, I've been in D.C. quite a few times, and I've gone to events. I mean, we went to just shoot video of the Watergate when I was there a few months ago to cover Bilderberg, and there was just perfect 10 hookers walking around everywhere. You know, just really gorgeous women. The creme de la creme of America, all paid for with defense contractor money and others, which again is tax money. And you also saw all these, military type guys going up in and out. That's what the congressmen like particularly. So you saw the male prostitutes and you saw the female prostitutes, and they're just everywhere. And then we went to a restaurant in Georgetown, eat Italian food, and there were hookers coming into the bar and Mercedes pulling up with Secret Service to put them in and drive them off. I mean, just hookers everywhere. I mean, this is the type of corruption we're talking about. I mean, you're literally, when you're in the nice part of towns in New York or in D.C. or in L.A., there are just hookers everywhere. All the beauty queens, it's all there. The most beautiful ones aren't even in porn, folks. They are just $2,000, $3,000 an hour hookers. Now, I'm getting off into this instead of covering the fact that we have these same bankers totally imploding the economy right now. The point is, Washington is so corrupt that these guys don't trust you until you have gone to these meetings and wallowed in the sex, the drugs, the gambling. That's another way they pay these congressmen off. They show up at these hotel rooms and private retreats and resorts in and around D.C. and Chantilly and areas of Maryland and D.C. itself. And they go, oh, Congressman, here's $25,000 in chips. And these guys will go every night and get totally drunk with the lobbyist with free chips. And then they like to go right upstairs. They purchase the hookers with the chips. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's how this is done. And that's why you see what's happening now. Because the few congressmen that aren't into pedophilia, and that's the leadership, because they've really shown they're corrupt. Well, the others are into gay prostitutes or heterosexual prostitution, or they're just into good old-fashioned payoffs. And then when they want to selectively go down to some congressman in Louisiana's house and find $100,000 of marked bills, they can go do it. Or when they want to destroy a Barney Frank, they can do it. But I tell you, they do start burning Barney Frank for having a boyfriend working at over Fannie Mae or something. We need to then understand that that's only the tip of the iceberg and that's how this works. That's how they recruit and get all their people into things. Like, we even got some video of the hookers last time we were in D.C. We might even, when I make a film about Bohemian Grove and about Skull and Bones and all of it, and how it ties into Bilderberg, we might just, I don't know, though. We got some shots of them getting in and out of the cars from the back. I'm just not even going to mess with it. That's kind of stuff gets you killed, but it's just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And can you imagine the special forces and the FBI and all these corrupt guys? It's like they caught, the main sheriff several sheriffs last year in Maryland running giant hooker rings. The police are the ones that drive them around. Can you imagine how that corrupts these cops? Free money, whores, everything. And that's why we're in so much trouble, ladies and gentlemen, because the low-level people are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and all the free hookers they can imagine and free jet trips everywhere. Now, I've just blown this segment getting into that. I just wanted to finish up with it. So while you're going bankrupt, while you're losing your job, while your mortgage is plunging in value, remember, the boys are up there in Washington, D.C., like Rome. What happened in Rome? Same stuff. What happened with the Aztecs? Same stuff. What happened with the Nazis? Same stuff. Just partying, prostitutes, money, power. Imagine what it's like over in France where the government, the president, runs the five major networks. Well, they get all the film stars have to grovel to them to get on TV. That's how it was in East Germany. You had the Stasi running the film departments, running the plays, running the TV stars. I mean, that's what corrupt government's all about. Is these guys just don't want money and power. They want to be the controllers of the stars. They want to run the whole thing. So it's important to understand we're not in Kansas anymore. All right, now when we get back, I will briefly in one segment detail what's really happening with the banker martial law takeover operation and how this is going to affect you and what the economy and the market is going to look like in the future. I'm going to again tell you exactly what's going to happen. Exactly what is going to happen unless you take action, and we'll tell you how you can take action as well. But the key here is for many of you yuppies and good old boys and liberals and conservatives to realize you've been suckers, schmucks, and to realize there is a new world order, there is a corrupt military-industrial complex, it is destroying our freedom, it is, by design, trying to destroy our economy, destroy the middle class, so that their corruption can be secure, so they can't ever be brought to justice. That's the goal of total tyranny. Then they're safe from all their previous crimes, and then they're safe in the future to commit even more crimes. See, they've passed the point of no return. They have to bring in total martial law. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 3rd, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $831.90. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $856.70, $428.35 for half ounce, and $214.17 for quarter ounce. That's $856.70, $428.35, and $214.17.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carcy's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar. Document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now listen up! The broadcast is razor sharp. Yes! We will slice you apart! Yeah, I'm a cool, cool blonde. I move like a cat. And once I get your name, well, you might not. Let's kill tyranny. Let's kill corruption. Coming on like a hurricane, baby. This transmission has the attack profile that kills tyranny. Yeah, she's moving through. She keeps a motor clean. She's a number 13. Yo, that's the day the Templars got it. She's gonna turn on the juice board. And then she'll turn on the power. She's got the look. Yeah, she's got looks. You gotta have this last part, and I'm getting into the bankers. Let's kill. She's got the look. She's got looks to kill. She's got looks to kill. Alright, I gotta have some fun. I'm sorry. Try to stop playing that type of music. It gets me out of control. I go back to being like 14 years old. Man, that's good stuff. And you know, they're big fans of the show. They play our videos for concerts. Everybody's freaking out over it. We actually got contacted by the folks that make those videos, asking if they could. And I say, knock yourselves out. All right. That's not why you tune in to hear me sing. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, and I apologize. Besides, that stuff's probably not good culturally, and I'm sorry. I just revert back to being 14 years old. All right, let's get serious. You tuned in for the breakdown of what the New World Order is up to. Let me make it very simple. In the banker bailout bill, it says unlimited fractional reserve banking. Before, banks could loan out roughly $10 for every dollar they had in deposits. It isn't a real dollar. It's a zero, a one. It's numbers on a sheet, numbers in a computer. And so they have created thousands, over 1,000 trillion conservatively. A lot of estimates are as much as 3,000 trillion. But over a quadrillion dollars in fiat currency. Now, the bankers ran around and bought up gold mines and infrastructure and roads and shipping companies and media and defense stocks and everything else and stocks in real companies. But in a Ponzi scheme, when you're printing too much money, issuing too much liquidity, it finally implodes. Now, they've already moved into safe assets, set up police states in every country that they've been, you know, preparing to implode the Ponzi scheme in. It's in the IMF World Bank documents about how they use the militarized police and military against countries once they've done this. Same thing's happening here now. Now, the banker bill gives immunity to all the criminal activities that have been done by the select group of banks. Now, who holds the shares in the private Federal Reserve? Who are the families? What are the private banks they use as their fronts? They are, of course, Chase Manhattan, JP Morgan Chase. They are Bank of America. We know what banks are going to be somewhat safe. These are them. They are Wells Fargo, and they, of course, are Citibank. And then they get to use the regulators to go out after other banks, other financial institutions, many of which are solvent. That's come out in the news. Many of which really aren't in trouble. So the private banks also control, through the Fed and the Treasury, Fed's not federal, the Treasury is somewhat, the power to go after their competition as well and then use our money. And as they've said, pay market value or higher premiums for all of this junk that they themselves are holding. So they made the decision to turn them into derivatives, create these paper assets that aren't really tied to anything. They made the decision. Now we get to bail that out. They're still going to take your house, even though in taxes you're going to have to pay for all of this. So this is basically like, what was the analogy I heard? It's like having a dog with fleas, and instead of paying to have a flea dip done, they are bailing out the fleas, not the dog. And they are getting governmental power out of this. And they told Congress, in fact, pull that up. People just tuned in. They won't believe it. Pull up the congressman again. They told Congress that if they did not pass the bill Thursday and Friday, physical martial law would be declared nationwide. the Congress would basically be abolished. And we interviewed Congressman Brad Sherman, Democrat from California, after it was reported on C-SPAN. And the story is martial law will be declared if banker bill not passed in the House. In House debate on the banker rescue bill, Representative Brad Sherman told his fellow Congress critters, the government will declare martial law and the stock market will drop 3,000 points if the bill was not passed. The panic mongers were to the point of telling people the market would plunge 3,000 points and there would be martial law, said Sherman. Go ahead and play it.
City from Ohio. The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week, we've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to write, to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now, what has the Senate done to this bill?
All right, that is Congressman Brad Sherman. But did we stop there? No, we called him up. We got him on. And he said, yes, they told a bunch of members of Congress this, and they told me about it. But under the rules of the House, I was told in confidence, they said blood would be in the streets, troops in the streets, that the Congress would basically be abolished. Now, that's up on Infowars.com right now. You can go hear that interview when the show's over tonight if you like. If you want to see the proof of that. But you just heard the audio transmitted live on many mainstream news stations. We're carrying the debate that went out on, I'm told, CNBC. It also went on C-SPAN. That's where we got it from. Now, what happened? Monday, there was such pressure on the Congress. 2,000 calls to every 4 or 5. We had Congressman Burgess from Texas on saying that. Other Congress people said they were getting 9,000 calls to every couple calls for it. I think Feinstein said that in the Senate. So all of this was going on. And so understand, the president's group on open markets, it controls the stock market every day. It didn't put money in that day, and so it dropped $1,200,000,000 to terrorize everybody. Then they threatened martial law. They passed it Friday, and the market still plunged. What is this going to do to your money? What is this going to do to your future? When we get back, we'll cover it in detail and take your phone calls. I want to hear from you what you think about this. Stay with us. The resistance to tyranny continues.
I can't get no relief.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988. 9988.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEFs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, telling you like it is. The bankers, the private bankers, have been given governmental power, immunity from their crimes, the power to take over any mortgages, any other instruments they wish, the power to pump trillions, not 800 and something billion in. And the public loves to talk about wooden arrow subsidies and other little corruptions. What about the carbon tax to start all these new carbon taxes on the American people and incentivize it with tax breaks in the Internal Revenue Service Code? That's for the global banks. To take control of your life, micromanage you. Or what about the provision that CNET News is reporting on? Let me dig it out here. Banker bailout bill contains IRS police state provision. Declan McCullough, CNET News. The bailout also gives the Internal Revenue Service new authority to conduct undercover operations. It would immunize the IRS from a passel of federal laws, including permitting IRS agents to run businesses for an extended sting operation, to open their own personal bank accounts with U.S. tax dollars, and so on. So now they're going to have that going on. You thought the IRS was bad before. They're gearing up to really squeeze everybody now and throw your butt in prison with no proof. Of course, you waive your Fifth Amendment to not incriminate yourself when you fill out those tax papers or when your CPA fills them out, and then there's no way to follow the 66,000-page tax system. I have two CPAs go over my taxes just to try to figure out what to do, knowing people say, well, why do you even pay it then? Because I can't set myself up for them to come after me. Yes, it's a private group. Yes, it goes to offshore banks. Yes, it just goes to pay the debt to the private banks. Yes, even Ronald Reagan had a commission that documented that. Yes, the public doesn't know that. The point is I keep my nose super duper clean on sales taxes for the state, everything, because I'm not going to give them – I don't even speed anymore. I mean, because this system is so corrupt, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is, they can still come after you. Doesn't matter. So that's to squeeze the public. You know, they gave us the Federal Reserve in 1913, same year the IRS, to pay the tax directly to them. With the 16th Amendment, 17th Amendment took your senators from the state level, where they were sent by the legislators and were made federal so that you couldn't control them at the state level. But so understand that the private bankers terrorized the public and said, give us immunity, give us unlimited power, give us trillions of your dollars, let us devalue the dollar, or the markets will crash. And then when the Congress said no because of 1,000-to-1 phone calls, and that's conservative, 1,000-to-1, not 95% like the polls were saying against it, 1,000-to-1. We interviewed, what, 4 congressmen this week? I heard them all over the news saying it. 9,000 phone calls to 5. That's more than 1,000-to-1. I even heard Fox News reporting on the radio, the local station in Austin, 590. So the point is that they terrorize the public, and then the plunge protection team that always props up the stock market, the Federal Reserve, didn't prop it up after they had fear-mongered for a week. A president had never got up on TV and said, we're going to have a depression if you don't do this. A Secretary of the Treasury never talked like that. Talk about fire in a theater. The Democratic leaders, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, all saying depression if you don't do this. Barack Obama saying it. John McCain saying it. And then that drove the market down that day, all staged. And then the plunge protection teams, the president's working group of markets, didn't prop it up. And it fell $1,200,000,000,000, terrorizing the public. The biggest one-day drop in the stock market ever, even during the Great Depression. And the public panicked, but still, the poll showed about 91%. It was hundreds of polls, but it was always over 90% against it. They were still getting 100-to-1 plus phone calls in Congress. And they went ahead and passed it. And now what is it going to do? Well, we just had a $1 trillion defense budget, more than twice the size it was just 6 years ago. The federal government has a current trade deficit of, what is it, 500-something billion a month, conservatively. There is a $10 trillion currently owed debt, and it's over $50 trillion, according to the Dallas Morning News. Was $40-something trillion, according to them. $50-something trillion dollars in obligations. And so they're devaluing the dollar. That means your IRAs. That means your bank accounts. That means your investments. I mean, we've already had incredible inflation. A Mustang that was $15,000 in 1995 is, what, $35,000? Gasoline that was $1.25 six, 7 years ago is now $3.50. You think that's cheap? Milk that was $1 for a carton is now $3, $4, $5. Eggs that were 30, 40 cents for a dozen are now $2. The CPI, they claim it's only 6.5%. Real inflation, the big banks and brokerage firms put out, is more like 14%, and it's going to be more like 25% by next year. And that's compounded. In the last 7 years, at least 50% of buying power has been lost by people on fixed incomes. Close to 30% has been lost, if you believe the baloney government numbers on inflation, which you know are a lie. You can go into how that's all a fraud. So I'm going to take your phone calls now on this, and there are going to be more bailouts. They're already saying, oh, it didn't help enough. Warren Buffett says, we need more, and he's bought into the very banks that are the select banks that will get the money. And they can do whatever they want with your money in private institutions, and it's no conflict of interest, as hundreds of billions of dollars are given to Goldman Sachs, which Henry Paulson still owns massive stock in, which Henry Paulson headed up just a few years ago. And I could go on and on and on. The immunity, the conflicts of interest, the corruption. And it's really all even in the mainstream news. It's not even hidden. So you got suckered, and, well, the public didn't get suckered. The establishment tried to sucker the public and said it'll fix everything, but then after they said, actually, it's not really going to help. I shouldn't say the public got suckered because the public didn't get suckered. And so the public's going to get madder and madder as the economy falls apart more and more, as Main Street implodes. There's no money for Main Street, no money for the economy. We're going to have socialism. Might as well be for the people. No. It all goes directly to foreign international banks. The Federal Reserve is predominantly owned by the Queen of England, the Rothschilds. All right, let's go to Brandon in South Carolina. And then we're going to really come back and try to go faster your calls. Brandon, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to bring up the point that, you know, I mean, we all know the government's corrupt and all this stuff, but, I mean, and I do believe in the New World Order, and I do believe in all the corrupt things that are happening, but, I mean, it's the American people that are feeding this, you know?
No, the American people did not vote for this.
I didn't know. That's not what I'm saying. You're getting me wrong.
No, you're right. It's because we've been corrupt and evil and denied reality that the evil's gotten so bad.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, it's our hunger for the oil. It's our, you know, not being able to work and have a job, a decent paying job.
Well, that's a small part of it, and the New World Order took advantage of our laziness.
Exactly.
But we have enough oil and fuel to run our own country, sir.
Right.
It's because of oligopolies and a cartel. Look, they drill oil and gas wells and then cap them, sir.
Well, you may be right. But what I'm saying is if we're going to really change the country, we really need to get back to basics and figure out what it is that we really want.
Listen, I totally agree with you.
And, you know, I mean, what we put our emphasis on, such as, you know, having a job that's 30 miles away from your home, it's just not feasible.
Well, listen, they made this country based on the automobile, and before that, the railways. And it's good to have the population spread out. It's diverse, and it makes us have a strong economy. But they based it on petroleum. Then they started restricting the petroleum, and because of dollar devaluation, oil has cost more. Oil really hasn't gone up. Okay? Foreigners that paid a little bit more for oil and gas the last 5 years, it was because of speculation. But that was only the top 30% of the increase. 70% or more of oil price increase was because of dollar devaluation. We'll be back in just a few minutes and go to David, Keith, Forrest, Dave, Mike. I'm going to get to everybody. Looks like Forrest has been holding longer than what I see on the screen. I'm going to go to him a little bit earlier, too. We'll be right back with the final segment. I'll blitz through your calls. Another big piece of baloney I've been hearing is that, well, we don't have the bankers loaning money. That pays the paycheck. Yeah, in a debtor economy. We have a higher debt ratio than they did during the Great Depression. We have a negative savings in this country. They set us up. We'll be right back.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is a story attributed to Marie Antoinette, the Queen of Spain, right before the French Revolution, the day it started. It was a famine across France. The people were starving to death. And they came to her and they said, the people are asking for bread. And she said, in her opulence, she said, let them eat cake. And so they rioted, overtook the police station, the garrison, the Bastille, the prison, and slaughtered everybody, and then hundreds of thousands had their heads chopped off. And the establishment knows they're setting something up that will trigger something like that. French Revolution. We don't want that, by the way. And that's why they internationally, they're globalists. They can do it to a country like Argentina in 2001 and then pull back from the nation. And they have a plan to do that. That's what NORTHCOM's for. But an example of let them eat cake, how about let them eat melamine? We have stories up on Infowars.com about 2 weeks ago, hundreds of thousands of Chinese got sick. Some have died because of a liquid plastic known as melamine, which is a high protein value, shows as protein because people would test the milk. It was really just powder. It wasn't even milk with melamine in it. And then now it turns out that some U.S. companies put melamine on the shelves. And what's the FDA come out and do? They came out and said, melamine's actually good for you in small amounts. You can eat it. It's not going to hurt you. Now, the real study said it attacks your kidneys and kills you and gives you diabetes and fries you. And there's melamine in a lot of the food now. And I have a MSNBC show they did a year ago where they said, look, poison food is good. Poison toys are good. I'm not joking. In fact, YouTube, news media, poison and food good. Google that fast, guys. Jaron, go to YouTube before the show ends. People aren't going to believe me. And I think the headline is, reporter, poison in food good. And they actually said, if we don't have time, go Google it. You can't make this up. I have CBS News saying mercury is good for your brain. You can't make that up. Google that. CBS News says mercury good for brain. I mean, they're entering a la-la land in China. They admit it's killing people, but there they say, oh, no, it's good for you. All right, let's move fast to your calls. I'll try to take a lot today. David in Las Vegas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, there he is.
Hi.
Hi. I want to ask you a question here. How credible is the website whatdoesitmean.com? Have you heard of that one?
I don't know it. I think I've seen it or heard of it, but I can't place it mentally right now.
Okay, because I'm reading a report that a friend gave me this morning. It says Chinese police units begin entering U.S. to protect assets. And it gets into the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008. And I guess this is being reported in Russia as well as China.
I remember what does it mean now, and it took me a minute to remember. I've seen some pretty credible reports out of them in the past, but I'll have to check it out. What's the headline, Chinese?
Chinese police units begin entering U.S. to protect assets. There's another one from last week, U.S. homeowners soon to be evicted by Chinese police under new law.
Well,
you can email it if you like.
Yeah. We'll just go post it on the Prison Planet forum. That'd be a good place for it. I know that the government's talking about doing that. So you pay to bail the bankers out, and then they come and take your house. And I know China owns trillions of it. So, my goodness, I'll have to look into that, sir. I'll believe anything now, but we have to check it first. Let's talk to Forrest in California. You're on the air, Forrest.
Yes, sir. Alex Jones. I really love this community that you all have, all you like-minded people, and just, it's getting us all blessed. And we all understand how if we bring manufacturing back to America, we have awesome land. We can grow all the foods for the entire world. I mean, by making America strong, it'll just make this whole world a better place. And
well, I mean, this could backfire on the criminal crime syndicate. If we're able to expose it as a banker scam, the military and police don't oppress the people for the bankers, they could actually lose control. That's why they put in this huge apparatus to try to stop that.
Right. I'd also like to talk about having a guest on your show, Mark Cuban. He's a basketball fan of the NBA, and he had an anti-war movie. And I just wanted to hear his point of view. But I want to say your show is amazing, man. It just every day.
Are you talking about Mark Cuban of 2929?
He's of the Dallas Mavericks, and he.
Yeah, no, I know who Mark Cuban is. He was going to produce the Loose Change Final Cut, and then we screwed around, and that didn't happen because of time constraints. Not my fault, but just that happened. So I actually have contact with Mark Cuban. I'll just leave it at that. Thank you. Mark Cuban knows what's going on, but he also got intimidated. Bill O'Reilly called him up, threatened him, and said, you better not produce that as well. That was big national news, by the way. Keith in Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, sir.
I was just wondering, you know, how you said if they implemented physical martial law, how will we prepare for that, you know?
Well, it's already martial law when they're arresting people and tasering them to death for no reason, and when you don't have due process and there's, you know, and there's police everywhere and the Constitution's being ignored. It's what degree of martial law? But they threatened martial law to get the House to pass this. That's admitted. And then they went ahead and got financial martial law.
Okay.
And the former head of policy at the Treasury Friday, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, said that. He said this is financial martial law.
Well, can I say one more thing, too? I know you live in the Austin area, but, like, I listen to your station, but I also listen to other stations. They got this, you know, commercial promotion for this haunted house thing. And, like, during the commercial, they kind of say, martial law has declared, you know, it's for that this haunted house they have here in Austin, but it's a commercial. But I see how you say how martial law is, like, becoming everywhere because
that's right, they're conditioning us for it. By the way, did you guys find that clip? The clip is reporter says poison and food good, and it's a woman on MSNBC. You can't make this type of stuff up. And if you can't find that one, get CBS News says mercury good for brain, mercury good for you, mercury good for you. Infowars.com, that should find it. People won't believe me if I don't play it. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. Let's talk to Dave in San Diego. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I got about three things. Listen, KCAA is San Bernardino, not San Diego.
I know, but it covers part of San Diego. So
I wish I could get it with my radio. If I had a ham radio, maybe. But, hey.
Anyway. Well, you know what? I've been in Los Angeles and heard it. You can't hear it in northern Los Angeles, but you can hear it. It has a big coverage area.
Well, there's a lot of mountains down here between us and there. But anyway, listen.
But, I mean, what's the point of that? I mean, KCAA's carried my show for like 3 or 4 years. It's a great station, and I get calls from San Diego, and I've listened to it in L.A. So I don't understand the point of your...
No. I'm just saying, you had mentioned it, and I can't get that one here. It's really hard.
Okay.
But anyway, camera lights are going up everywhere in the last 60 days. Are these all privately owned?
Okay, let me explain. Lockheed Martin runs a lot of them in Southern California. It's the Defense Department, and the defense contractors are privatizing their war. And there have been a bunch of headlines, mainstream news, the last 3 weeks where, oh, guess what? Red light cameras and traffic cameras are really Homeland Security, and the feds paid for them, and they're using them to watch you. So, yes, sir. You never found the clip? Go ahead and play it. Here it is.
But inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up, too. So I would say China is our greatest friend
right
now. They're keeping prices low.
Now, Google, I think we're going to have time. CBS News, mercury good for you. Mercury good for brain. You cannot, and this aired all over the country on local affiliates. It's like they have news packages where they send the video down satellite, and all the locals, this was from Austin, but this was reported nationwide, then read with the video package over. But it was really a national news story, and they said that mercury is good for your brain. You cannot make it up. Mike in New Jersey, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I thought I lost you there for a second. No, I'm in the car industry, but, you know, through the years, we have watched between General Motors, Ford, how everything has been, like, moving out of the country, between textile mills and everything. You know, it would be nice to say to General Motors and Ford, stay where you're at. Let's take America back over. Let's rebuild it. Let's make new companies.
The problem is globalism. They had tax incentive to move offshore so that when they did pull the financial rug out from under us, we couldn't rise. It's about destroying the middle class, criminal consolidation of the wealth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there's one other thing I just want to let you know. On YouTube, I've been doing the cam trails with my camcorder. You know, like we have our barbecues in the backyard, and a couple of, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were hit so bad in New Jersey that they were flying everywhere.
No, the government admits they're spraying the atmosphere. They admit they're doing weather modification. They're also spraying a slow level. There are tens of thousands of examples of the criminals that run our government grabbing foster children, radiating them to death in experiments. Don't believe me, Google that. Government radiated foster children to death, testing pesticides, drugs on them to death, marching our troops into nerve gas chambers, nerve gassing them to death. Project Shad. You guys ever found the Mercury is good for you clip? Doesn't matter. People Google that. They will find it. God bless you all. Know the criminal government, not legitimate, they're trying to take over. Know that the bailout was a criminal handover of power to them, and know that you can resist them and defeat them. See you back live next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. and weekdays at InfoWars.com. Stand up for liberty. If we recognize the enemy, they can be defeated.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.